Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Are there certain foods that can actually help boost your metabolism? Things that you can actually eat that burn calories because you're eating them? My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a nutritionist, exercise physiologist, author of Living Skinny and Fat Genes, and she is such a great and knowledgeable guest. So, Dr. Stoller, let's talk about burning calories by actually eating foods. If you have to chew foods more, or foods that are like... I mean, really, and hearty foods, energizing foods, foods that warm your body or cool your body, do these foods help to burn more calories just by eating them?
Well, first of all, chewing over swallowing for sure. That is very important. A number of years ago, there was some research done looking at drinking milk versus chewing cheese, and you know, there was a difference between, you know, those that chewed cheese and or yogurt, you know, that had something where they were actually moving their jaw. And there has been research done looking at you know, number of bites, you know, that you should keep your food in your mouth a little bit longer. We do know that that's beneficial. I know that a lot of times when I've counseled people, some people just inhale their food. And when you do that, you know, maybe you're very hungry. Maybe you grew up in a house where if you didn't eat fast, there wasn't going to be anything left. But chewing is really, really, really important. That's why also when people ask me about whether or not they should juice versus eating the whole vegetables, I see the value in juicing. But for the amount of time it takes you to wash and clean everything, you really should just, like, steam it up or eat it raw and just chew the food because you're not necessarily getting all the pulp. And you're cheating. You know, you're cheating your jaw out of a good workout. And, you know, by doing that, it helps you to eat slower. That way you fill up and
well, that's important,
don't
right?
overeat.
And that's important because filling you up, example, like apples over applesauce. And while my kids love applesauce and such, the apples you have to chew. And because of so much fiber, you know, nuts or vegetables, because you have to chew it and they've got fiber, the bonus is that it helps curb your appetite and fill you up a little bit. What about certain foods that are like energizing? You know,
right.
If you have to chew chocolate or you add... You know, drinking green tea is not a chew food, but it still is an energizing thing.
Well,
so
I'll
what about those
example.
Things?
Foods that are like even high in acid. You know, people used to do the grapefruit diet. I think that was so much of what the Scarsdale diet was all about many years ago. You know, if you eat a grapefruit, right, why might that slow you down? Why might that be good for you? Well, we know that grapefruits, they sort of like enhance your whole metabolism, you know, as far as metabolizing like drugs, you know, prescription medication. You have to be careful about that because it increases the absorption of it. You know, also because when you eat something that's high in acid, like even a pineapple, even though pineapple can be very sweet, it's also very acidic. Because it's very acidic, you may not eat a lot more afterwards. So there's something really to be said for that as well, that may, you know, slow you down a little bit. You know, it may help to rev up your metabolism on the one hand, but may slow you down. You were talking about hot foods, you know. Speaking of hot, you know, if you notice people that live around the equator eat very spicy foods. So there's some, you know, research looking at does capsaicin, does, you know, eating pep foods with a lot of peppers or curries, you know, do those also help us to, you know, burn more fat and or like, you know, speed up our metabolism a little bit. And, you know, there may just be some slight, you know, changes as a result of consuming those spicy foods.
Well, and I even heard right along those lines, Dr. Stoller, about a study from UCLA that you can really increase your energy expenditure by eating capsaicin, as you said, or by eating these spicy foods. And if you're not so much of a pepper person, what about some of the spices, cinnamon, cloves, garlic, you know, if you
right.
can't handle something very spicy?
Right, right, right. Well, you know, and for example, some of the curries are not necessarily spicy. You know, turmeric is very good for your metabolism as well. It does help, you know, your GI tract. So we know, that is really beneficial. It's an ingredient in a lot of Indian foods. So cumin also has some beneficial health properties and is not spicy. It adds color and subtle flavor, but not, cumin is very distinct.
It is,
but
and I mean, I like...
Not in the pepper way.
Not in the pepper way.
Correct. Correct.
And as is turmeric, too. And again, a good healthy spice for you. Now, where does protein fit in? You know, with all the diets going around and, oh my goodness, the Atkins and carbs are so bad for you. But protein is more of a calorie burner, isn't it? I mean, it's a muscle
right.
food. So speak
right.
about proteins.
Right. So essentially, protein and carbohydrates have the same 4 calories per, you know, per gram. So let's start with that. So they definitely together have less calories than fatty foods do. So what we know about protein is it does take longer to digest. You should chew it well. You know, again, like looking at, you know, the liquid versus a solid. So a yogurt or a cheese or a chicken versus, let's say, drinking milk. Or drinking some type of a protein shake. You know, I'm all for the chewing of the food versus, you know, the protein shake, for example. So it is really beneficial. What we need protein for is to replenish muscle tissue that we may have used or damaged during the course of the day. It helps with our amino acid turnover, so our overall body protein, but we don't store it effectively. That's what I just want to point out, that people think that if they're exercising or if they want to lose more weight, they want more muscle mass, they think that by eating more protein they're going to have more muscle mass. And as you know, you need to do resistance exercise to help increase your muscle mass. So the more muscle mass you have, the more fat you burn at rest. So yes, we do burn a lot of calories digesting it. However, we don't store it as muscles, and we can't pick which muscles we store them in either.
We can't. I know. Wouldn't that be great? Because there'd be a few I'd like to store and a few I wouldn't so much like to store things in. But so when we're talking about even more things to boost metabolism besides exercise and strength training, really certainly helps to keep those muscles burning all the rest of the time of the day.
Are you ready for the one I'm going to say?
Yep, I'm ready.
Sleep. Sleep is the most underrated aspect of our lives that people take for granted. A lot of people have sleep apnea, and you don't have to be obese to have sleep apnea. I think that's a big misperception that people have. It does contribute to that, but a lot of people sometimes have, believe it or not, an enlarged tongue, or the muscles in the back of their throat get relaxed when they sleep and their tongue slides back a little bit, and it can cause serious problems so that you don't sleep well. And as I said a few moments ago, the more rest, the more muscles you have, the more fat you burn at rest, and the ultimate state of rest is sleep. So that is our opportunity to get a lot of fat burning in, and it allows our body to recharge, repair, and renew. Just like you plug in your cell phone every night to recharge it, you must have at least, as an adult, at least 7 hours of good sleep.
I love that advice because I am a sleep hound myself. Now, what about water? I have understood in the past that very cold water helps your body to really burn a little bit more, or at least makes your body have to heat up the cold water that it's taking in. So it actually works just a little harder. Is this a myth?
I don't know if I've actually seen the science behind it. I do know that some people prefer it really cold, and some people prefer it lukewarm, and it really depends on what your own preference is. So having water, though, is really important for flushing your system out and keeping your kidneys and your bladder and all the waste, you know, getting out of your body, and helps to maintain your plasma blood volume. So really important to have.
Last 30 seconds here, my darling. Give us your best advice for metabolic boosting foods that we can do, things that will help speed up our metabolism so we can all kind of be lean and mean.
You're going to choose foods that are that you're going to chew. You want the solid form versus the liquid form. You want to make sure you're getting enough sleep and that you're basically getting enough resistance exercise in. And, you know, looking at your overall caloric intake and making sure, the other thing, too, is have 6 small meals a day instead of having one or two large ones. That's important, the thermic effect of feeding.
The thermic effect of eating is what helps to burn and get that metabolism up. And of course, adding exercise and clean eating, that's the way to keep our metabolic systems revved up throughout the day. And all of us can have more energy. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and let's all stay well.